You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, April the 25th, the day after the 76ers advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals by defeating the Miami Heat 104-91 in Game 5. I got my man Marcus Hayes here. It's unfortunate that Marcus didn't go to Pitt, but he's still a great brother.
Well, you know, Syracuse versus Pitt, I can respect that. Thank you for having me on your podcast. It's my Locked On debut. Yeah. I'm locked in for Locked On.
Let's do it. That's what I want to hear. Well, let's talk about last night's game, Marcus. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 70, or we could talk about the game. We could talk about the Sixers, too.
There's a lot to talk about.
But in regards to the game, you know, the Sixers did what they normally do. Like, you know, they're in a close one at the half. You know, all of a sudden they go, shots aren't falling, and then all of a sudden they pull away.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You know, Keith, it was it was interesting. Before the game, Brett Brown told the assembled press, "Hey, listen, it's going to be a physical game. How we respond to their physicality could be the difference if we maintain our composure." And sure enough, with about 9.5 minutes left, Goran Dragic, after Joel Embiid had his mask ripped off by Kelly Olynyk and Ben Simmons had been undercut, Goran Dragic cuffed Ben Simmons upside the head after the foul was called, after the whistle was blown, and just cuffed him. Just cuffed him with his left hand, right in the middle of everything. It didn't get ejected. Got a tech, but didn't get ejected.
Yep.
And I thought that the Sixers might lose it at that point. Joel Embiid got really upset, started yelling at the ref, started yelling at Goran Dragic. There was a, you know, he separated everybody. The Sixers went on a, I think it was a 13-3 run, kept their composure, and that was the difference in the game. They did what Brett Brown said they had to do, and Brett Brown's with the Spurs for 12 years. Every year somebody would come at the Spurs, or the Spurs would go at somebody. Mm-hmm. And whoever lost their composure usually lost the game.
And you know what? In addition to that one, I mean, because, you know, we're on deadline, so you write in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Spurs went on a 10-0 run, right? And then with Dwayne Wade, they go on a 10-0 run.
And the Sixers were like up by 18.
Up by 18, yeah. Yep. And they go on a 10-0 run. And the next thing you know, James Johnson runs my man out of bounds.
Marco Bellinelli.
Hip checks him.
After fouling him three times.
Yeah, after fouling him three times. So then you're like, okay. So J.J. Redick hits the foul shot, the technical.
The tech, yeah.
Then Marco hits two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnson goes down to score, and when they come right back, then Tyler Johnson basically hacks the heck out of Marco and puts him back on the foul line.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, like, this team had a lot of momentum, and they self-destructed.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I talked to Marco after the game about being fouled so hard. And it's Marco, right? So he's got that crazy, like, I'll shoot it at anywhere, anywhere, anytime philosophy and make it. You know, so I think they're just so frustrated. I think Goran Dragic, and when Goran Dragic fouled Ben Simmons, it was after the Sixers turned the ball over, then Ben Simmons picked Goran Dragic. So that was frustration. And I just think they got frustrated with the Sixers being so resilient, and that's why I think they made those poor decisions at the end. You could say it's bad coaching or lack of discipline, but those guys haven't been in that situation. Those two guys in particular haven't been in those situations with Marco Bellinelli at the end of the game. And Dragic is embarrassed. You know, they're getting run off the court by two guys who haven't even played 100 NBA games yet.
Yeah,
that has got to be. And they were supposed to be the 3 seed, not the Sixers. It was supposed to be like 3 versus 6 the other way around, worst case scenario. But the Sixers won 17 in a row to finish the season. So, no, man, it was interesting to see them take a step. Dwayne Wade said after the game, you know, this is the future of the NBA, and the NBA is in good hands. And I think he's right. These guys have shown so much composure, so much discipline, and grown so much both physically and mentally this season. It's been really fun to watch. It's something you couldn't have predicted coming into the season with Ben Simmons having never played a game in the NBA and Joel Embiid only having played 31 and having been kind of a knucklehead time, you know, a few times last year as a rookie. He hasn't been a knucklehead this year. He's been a leader, and so has Ben Simmons.
Yeah, you're right. So And in regards to moving forward, what are you expecting from him?
More of the same. I mean, one of the things Brett Brown keeps saying is that they're wired for this. Those two guys in particular, and I think Dario Saric as well, which we saw last year during his Rookie of the Year run, they love to have the spotlight on them. They want to be the man. You can tell from Twitter, you know, they're not always appropriate. At least Embiid isn't always appropriate, but he wants the pressure. He wants the heat. He wants people to look to him to produce. Ben Simmons, you know, raising the cat last year on Twitter with a broken foot. You know, he wants to be the leader. He wants to be accountable. He wants to be present. Dario Saric, as the leader of the team at the end of the year last year, same thing. And you know, you add a JJ Redick to this team. JJ Redick had 27 points tonight, or last night. JJ Redick showed up huge. The $23 million man had 27 points in a closeout game. He earned all his money last night. This was a well-conceived team. You can credit Sam Hinkie. You can credit Brian Colangelo. You can credit both of them. I credit Brett Brown. I think he could win with you and me and Joel Embiid. But
maybe not me. But
no, man. You're a good rebounder. I know. But no, it's really fun to watch because they play a complete basketball game, and it's astounding because they shouldn't be this good this fast.
Nah, yeah, you're exactly right. They shouldn't. And the funny thing is about it is you look at it, they shot 7 for 28, 25% on threes, right? Mm-hmm. And you still win the game.
Well, and that's the thing. You're going to beat this team. You got to run them off the three-point line. You got to tug and pull Marco Bellinelli. If they called all the fouls that were committed against Marco Bellinelli and J.J. Redick as they were running through screens to get open, they'd have run out of players. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Heat, no, you can't do that. But, you know, we saw it with the Knicks and Reggie Miller and John Starks getting fouled all the time. We've seen playoff basketball. That's not going to get called. You got to get yours. J.J. got his tonight, but Marco didn't. So it's effective. That's how you keep three-point shooters from killing you. But they're such a complete team. You know, they go like 9 deep, 10 if Markel Fultz ever plays again, 11 if Rashawn Holmes gets to play. What, you know, you couldn't have predicted this even in January, even at the All-Star break. And you know what the stat, my favorite stat of the year, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, since the All-Star break, one fewer turnover per game apiece. So you got to figure that's at least worth 2 points, 2-3 points every game. You know, it's a flip. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's just amazing to watch them progress the way they've progressed. Credit to coach, credit to GM, credit to kids. It's the best part of the process so far.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I tell you what, it's going to be exciting moving forward to see the Sixers match up against whomever. Is it going to be Boston? Is it going to be Milwaukee? I mean, Boston can close it out on Thursday. Where are they going to be? They're going to be in Milwaukee. So that may be tough for them. So I'm pretty sure if it's a game 7, I'll probably be there for that. But, I mean, it's going to be exciting for the Sixers. I mean, who do you think they match up better against?
You know, we saw them tear up Milwaukee at the end of the season. But that was Giannis's first game back. So he's not the same player 2 weeks later as he was back then. I think Brad Stevens is probably the best coach, soup to nuts, in the league.
Uh-huh.
I think they probably have a better chance against Milwaukee. And that Boston team, imagine how good they would be if they had Kyrie and Hayward, if those guys weren't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I think they match up good with both of them. I expect to see them in the finals. I really do. They're playing really, really well. They're poised. Getting through this series was huge for them. They one of the other things Dwayne Wade said after the Game 5 loss was they grew up against us, and they really did.
Now, when you say the finals, you mean the Eastern Conference?
The Eastern Conference Finals, okay, yeah. Right. Who knows what happens there, especially if it's LeBron. So
yeah,
but yeah, it's but this conversation would have been absurd even 2 months ago. J.J. Redick keeps mentioning that. He's admitting that their goals have changed, you know, getting to 500, then maybe making the playoffs, then maybe winning a round.
You are locked on 76ers.
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, J.J.,
Yeah, JJ's right. Realistic. He's mm-hmm. honest. He says, hey, you know, our goals have changed 4 or 5 times, and we hope they change again, you know? And maybe a month or, you know, 3 weeks, we'll have very, very different goals. It'll be even loftier.
That would be great for the Sixers.
And but, us.
Yeah, for us too. Yeah, keep traveling. But, hey, I want to thank y'all for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and I want to thank Marcus for making his debut. It's not going to be his last time. He has a lot of knowledge, and I have a lot of respect for him, even though he went to Syracuse.
Ah!
Peace.
Daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.